UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I would take Mark Stoops and Steve Satterfield over Mike Gundy.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You're just a very nice man.
And Mark Ennis.
Yay, global warming. This is fantastic.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
This is from, listen, you want to know the truth? You wanted to get the latest on this? Follow Mark Ennis. Don't follow me. Not because I don't care, because I do care, but this is what he does.
We link up today. Here we go. Another hour to go. It's The Take. It's The Drive. We combine forces. Hanging out with you, Andy Sweeney. I'm at my home, the Mobile Papa John Studios. James Drebel, the blowhard, is hanging out next to me. And our guy Mark Ennis back at the station on this Monday, 437-9680. Mengus 22, good afternoon, sir.
What is going on? You saying that, by the way, saying you're at your home. The mobile pop, it made me think of him with the video doing a lazy curls in his kitchen over the weekend.
Who's that now?
John
Who did
Schneider.
That?
Papa Bless.
Yeah. John Schneider.
Oh, dude, I listen, I'm all in on Papa John showing his badass home on TikTok. I don't care if everyone's losing their jobs because of the coronavirus. I'm all here for Papa John. He lives in a different world. He doesn't give a damn. Yeah,
my
this is
favorite
the guy.
Thing was after the last dance, everyone, you know, where they said basically it wasn't the flu game, it was the food poisoning game from pizza, and everyone be like, when you ate the pizza, and it was Papa John with the like his greasy face talking about it when he ate all those pizzas and everything.
He ate 40 pizzas in
30
days or whatever
he was lying.
Was.
And then he said he was lying after that.
Yeah. You know what? I meant to put this on the poll, and I never did this. Maybe we can do this at ESPN 680. And I don't really want to talk about the Jordan documentary too much, but the story came out, which no one believes, that when the pizza arrived, Jordan spit on the pizza so nobody else would eat the pizza. Like, people didn't obey Jordan when he spoke, okay? But that's besides the point. Right. Round Daddy, have you ever spat on any food or maybe even coughed on food so somebody else did not eat it? Ennis, have you ever done this?
I have not.
Oh, I want to say I have at some point in my life. Come on. Everyone's done that.
No, I don't think I've ever done that. I never lived, like, I moved out of my parents' house and I got married when I was young. Like, I never lived in a with, like, roommates or anything where I'd have to do that, and it doesn't work on kids, so I've never done it. Like, if I did it, if I spit on something, my kids would just be like, well, I'm gonna spit on it too. Like, they would just delete it. It didn't matter.
Yeah. He's right about that.
It's and no hindrance to children whatsoever.
Yeah, I never had any roommates either, so I'm with Mark on that one. Yes.
By the way, do you guys believe that story?
No.
1,000% no.
Thank
listen,
you.
I don't believe many of the things in the documentary. I don't believe many of them, including they just jammed the kids, his three kids, at the very back end, where all they said was, oh, he didn't want us to go to Utah. Like, we never heard from his family. What? So, no, it was an agenda piece, which I got no problem with. I enjoyed it. It was fine, but I take it for what it was.
I thought it was, like, it's funny, you know, this kid's barely in there at the end. His ex-wife, nowhere to be found. And I was thinking about, like, how in the world do you never, ever talk to her about anything, even something benign? And I just was thinking, like, I wonder if she's, like, they have, like, an NDA. That's what I was thinking. I wonder if they have.
Absolutely.
And she just couldn't violate it by talking about anything in this
documentary.
Because
it's worth too much
money.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a great. It's a great point. Coming up here in just a second, Ennis, yes, we're going to do this in the 5 o'clock hour if they answer. We're going to do a fake IU pregame show with Christian Lander officially going to Indiana. And it's not a hot take, is it? I mean, we have just said in passing, we haven't done a segment on this, but it is worth mentioning in passing that the expectation is Indiana is going to be the second best team around here, right? Kentucky 1, Indiana 2, Louisville 3. I mean, that's not crazy to say. And a lot of that is because of Christian Lander, and Louisville doesn't get Jay Scrubb.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably fair. The more continuity coming back from last year, and they're adding, you know, a super kind of blue chip guy that Louisville wanted to. His decision to go there makes more sense now that he's reclassified. But no, that's not crazy. You know, Louisville's team could be better by the year's end, but certainly not going into the year. I get that.
How much did you guys talk of the UK cheerleader stuff? Because we did, we tried, and you know what it morphed into, us playing lock, describing the girls being tossed into the water. The text line did their thing. Next thing, I have Josh Harrelson being thrown into the water by Wenyen Gabriel. Okay, that is what's happened here. Round Daddy nearly died on my chair at some point. Yeah. He was laughing so hard. So anyway, and we need to call your show out for one particular item that you were talking about, apparently, because one of your texters was on our text line, and we had a little bit of a conversation. So, yes, before we get to the IU pregame show, did you guys talk about the cheerleaders? Did Blankenbaker give any hot takes? What happened?
Well, the only hot take we got into was, how is this? Like, this is a multi-time national champion coach, right?
Yeah.
Decades, he's looked at as one of like the premier coaches. How is all of this investigation and him ultimately being fired? I never heard a word about any of this.
No.
And for all of the endless complaining about how Jurich controlled the media, you people in Lexington never report anything.
No, but they fire people when they get in trouble.
Who?
They fired the entire staff.
Oh,
they didn't say, well,
today.
We have to see.
So starting today.
No one even knew about any of this.
No one knew about the complaint. No one talked to any parents. No one talked to any former cheerleader, player, whatever it is, whatever the right word is, right? We didn't know about any of this. It was just like, oh, by the way, we got a complaint. We investigated it for months, and this decades-long national champion coach, we fired them. We'll talk to you later. Like, that's it.
Mitch, we're going to have to go back and get Patty Ice to pull us clips from the drive. If Mark Ennis is this hyped up about this, I can only imagine what Mark Blankenbaker brought to the table today. He's enraged about anything Kentucky. We will dive into cheerleading talk in a moment. But a big land by Christian Lander. You like that alliteration? Going to Indiana. Mark Ennis has never sat in on one of these. Let's get it going. This is the IU pregame show, yes, at 5:06 here on a Monday.
Time now for the fake IU basketball pregame show, presented by Musty.com. Now, here's your host, the mouth of the Midwest.
How about Romeo and a tight point guard for a title next year?
Big Easy, Zach McCreet. Zach McCrite. I can never remember how to say this. Zach McCritty.
Dockage is a friend. I'm Dockage.
All Hoosier fans join in as the Marching 100 presents Indiana Hour, Indiana.
All right, so Big Easy, the higher up at McCrite Milling, also known as Bear. He joins us along with intern Crean, the tender voice of Jack Grossman. And boys, you take it away. A big day. Congratulations to both of you. The recruiting class for Indiana moves up top 15 on Rivals.com with Christian Lander. And you moved up past Louisville and Chris Mack, so congratulations there as well.
I mean, Crean, do you want to do all the technical stuff before I get into just the fluff that I want to talk about? Go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. You see, this makes Indiana, it gives them an actual hope to be a good team next year, more than just the theory of, oh, we'll bring everyone back and develop and hope some recruit in the 90s or 130s will be a diamond in the rough and be great for us. Christian Lander is a five-star guy. They got him over Louisville and Chris Mack and Michigan, among other places. He won't be, you know, the top-graded point guard like some people had him for 2021, but he's going to be a really highly rated guy that can pair well with Rob Finnessy in the backcourt, take some of the load off of him at point guard. So this is about as chesty and positive Indiana fans have been about their basketball team probably since midway through the Romeo year before they lost 12 out of 13. But yeah, I would love that. But the question becomes now, can Archie Miller do better with this group of guys than he did with the Romeo team?
And that's, no.
Yeah, that's going to be the question that decides, really, for me. I mean, we all know I've been done with Archie Miller, but for the fan base, if he doesn't win now with this team, at least, you know, make a second weekend, be a top 25 team throughout the year, if he doesn't have something like that, that's where the heat really turns up on him. So it kind of puts the pressure on Archie Miller a little bit. But Indiana, I mean, on paper, should be pretty good next year. I mean, CBS and their updated top 25, and one has IU ahead of Louisville. Some I know Jeff Goodman had IU around the same place as Louisville and Kentucky. So preseason-wise, Indiana is up there as being arguably, I'm not going to say they're better than Kentucky, but I think a lot of Indiana fans especially are going to view Indiana as being better than Louisville and it not being that close.
I was going to ask you another question, but I'm fearful, Crane, that you're going to talk for six more minutes about Indiana basketball.
Jason Anderson question.
I mean, almost over. He's talking so long.
Good God. Let's just get – this is not a 19-minute segment. Let's just get to Big Easy, and I trust the items that he wants to bring to the table are going to be better than what we just heard. Sorry.
Well, I just want to start by saying, man – really, really tough of you there, Crane, to not cross the line and say IU is better than Kentucky. Whew. Good job there for showing a little restraint. I will shorten up my version of this segment by just asking Mitch, can you just give me everything you've got Lachlan McClain related as it pertains to IU and Archie Miller never being able to recruit a five-star or a player in the top 25 again, because that's really all of my subject matter. That's all I've got.
Yes, cut the music.
No five-star should ever go to Indiana ever again, ever in the history of the program. That's not an extreme statement, is it?
Yes!
It's not a terrible take. I mean,
it is an extreme statement, though.
Right now, who just signed yesterday. Oh, it's Armand Franklin. Mm. What's his consensus? 146.
Uh-oh.
Now, they are in on Keon Brooks, Trendon Watford, Trace Jackson Davis. Those are all top 25 guys. What does Archie Miller have to do to sell me, Zach McCright, Big Easy, or any IU fan, get a top 25 guy who's not Romeo Langford?
Right there. Just stop right there. I'm gonna end the segment by just saying Lachlan is now sold.
All right, get out of here, guys. Get out of here.
Is there anything more locked than get a five-star guy except for the one you already got, because then I have to make a different argument. That's so him.
Oh, he's been making proclamations on what John Calipari needs to do to convince him, and every time he does it, he moves the goalpost. It used to be, you got to get somebody in the top five. So they got like two guys. You got to get someone in the top three. I mean, to convince me that Calipari hasn't lost his recruiting acumen.
What else did you
he
guys
totally
talk
has, to? Though.
Oh, there we go. Here we go. With Biggs, he definitely has. So, Ennis, yes, what did you guys exactly talk about? What Louisville, I have struggled here. Louisville, you know, they have another player on the basketball side. I know there was another football commit over the weekend. I'm thinking you guys don't even know his name. I don't know. What are you talking about
we
then?
We can't even watch him. Like, normally I'd be out at a camp. I'd at least see the kid or something. No, we talked about...
Were you going to go to camps? Were you going to be the football camp
Last
guy?
Last year I was an idiot, and I was the rookie at all this, and I burned my head and face and everything out in the standing on the sun like a moron.
What do all the Rivals dudes and women do at night? Do you guys go to, like, a B-dubs? What's the nightlife?
I'm talking about camps here. I'm not traveling anywhere. Oh. Give me a break.
I thought you were talking about you're going somewhere in Alabama to see, like, an Adidas camp or something like that. I'm like, damn, you and Jack Pilgrim hanging out.
No, I'd send Dave Lackford to that sort of thing.
There you go. You got to delegate things. That's
so what,
right.
So what did you talk about? What did you guys talk about?
We talked about Last Dance a good bunch. We had Bruce Feldman on.
What did Bruce Feldman say?
Bruce is I commended him on the show, and I'll commend him to you guys. He is devoting himself to sort of reigniting Can we just get Howard Schnellenberger in the freaking Hall of Fame already?
Yeah, I have seen that. And you know what? I was walking the dogs, and I was listening to some sort of podcast or Twitter or something, and I swear to you, Ennis, thank you for bringing that up. I thought, you know what? That's like an easy thing that ESPN Louisville should get behind.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Like we should be badgering whoever we need to badger as a media entity to try to get Howard into the Hall of Fame. Absolutely.
I mean, how many programs did he resurrect or kick off of Miami, Louisville, and then starting Florida Atlantic, and he had his time in Oklahoma? I mean, Hall of Famer at UK. I mean, he deserves, absolutely 100%
well,
deserves it.
The things that he pointed out, and we sort of, it was actually a good kind of discussion because obviously around here we know him. He's such a unique kind of transcendent figure in college football. I mean, Miami is a national name brand because of Howard Schnellenberger. Louisville football exists because of Howard Schnellenberger. And you think about this, how rare is it for a guy to be so larger than life? He played for Bear Bryant. He coached under him. He recruited Joe Namath to Alabama when he was an assistant at Alabama, and he is retired in the Ring of Honor at UK, and his name is on the football facility at U of L. Like, that's, no one does that sort of thing, has a legacy like that. He took on complete empty programs. Yep. Miami was ready to drop football. Bruce Feldman told us the first year that Schnellenberger was there, they used to have to take change they found and go call recruits on payphones because they wouldn't pay for them to have stuff in their offices to do that sort of thing. They wanted the brass wanted to get rid of football. He did the same thing here, and there are buildings, and there are programs, and there are generations of players in not one, not two, but three places entirely because of him, and how you can't recognize that and let context, mitigate that sort of thing. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's him having to be over 500. It's just sports writers or whatever committee having their self-importance. That's all that it is. It's the exact same thing we see in all these
Hall
of Fames.
It's the baseball Hall of Fame. It's the worst.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Well, absolutely. It is what it is.
And Feldman brings up a good point in this. There are a number of coaches, and it's not being critical of them at all, who don't meet the 60% winning percentage standard because they added that later, that are in. Like, you have who don't meet the standard now that are already in. How you could not sort of have some sort of, you know, executive committee or whatever the hell it would be
to recognize this.
College football is less than it is right now if you don't have Howard Schnellenberger, and they should recognize that.
So that's Mark Ennis hanging out at the Papa John Studios. Before we go to an early break here, Strebel last week, I intro to him. Louisville picked up a new football recruit. He had an I don't know what you're going to exactly play here, Mitch, but he had an Appalachian State offer, and our guy here blew a gasket, Ennis, so let's take a listen.
Whoever App State offers, Satterfield's going to offer him. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They could offer, like, negative three-star kids. He got an offer from App State. I'm on it. Satterfield's on it. He's just working fools. He's working App State. He's taking all App State's recruits. That's my coach. That's who I want. I want all App State players on my football team. I want App State players. I want Scott Satterfield and his App State playbook. Yeah, baby.
Guy, you sound like Joby Hall.
He does.
At the end, I got more, I had more of a south end of Louisville accent coming out there at the end.
God.
Can you say Rafferty's? Can you do that for me? That's like the ultimate Rafferty's. Joby Hall. Rafferty's?
Oh, yeah, Rafferty's.
It really is.
Rafferty's.
They got their money's worth, though, with Joby Hall.
Hell yeah, they did.
I'm still talking about it now.
Years later, talking about, do you remember at ESPN 680, Joby Hall and Rafferty's? I'm kidding. Taxer Ennis is right. Lexington's a cover-up capital of the nation.
See?
That's right.
Yeah, I haven't watched the video. Oh, that's fine. That's enough. No follow-up questions.
Baghdad Bob out there. Nothing to see here. Everything's fine.
Oh, goodness. Taxer, it's his win percentage for his lifetime career. He took so many programs. Okay, we're not going to do that conversation. Yes, right. We know why.
We know that. We already agree.
Yes.
In the Hall of Fame. Do you want to play for Ennis before we go to break as well? Lock reading the charges, or not, I shouldn't say the charges, but reading
the particulars.
Yeah, the particulars, the facts that were given by UK Today about the Kentucky cheerleading fiasco. Do you want to play some of that, Mitch?
Yeah.
This is lock reading?
Yeah, you want to play him reading it? Or just,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can we get Strebel to read them as Joby Hall?
That's not a bad idea.
Throwing them into the lake.
Pantsless. I want Billy's thoughts.
Can we do that?
Billy, yeah. Billy, what are Billy Reach's thoughts? I was
pantsless or bottomless?
This is actually, Diener's going to have to get Billy Reed on the air tomorrow to give his thoughts on the in-game cheerleading.
I want to hear him.
By the way, Ennis, are you obsessed with the next step here, Bashir versus Diener? Because, I mean, we talked about it a couple different times. I feel like there's an opportunity here, and I just don't know what it is. But I'm also scared for Diener in many different ways.
I hope Bashir just digs in now. Like, you know, I hope it's personal. I hope it's just to piss off Diener. You know, yes, pools are open, but you have to wear a helmet or something, right? Yeah. Like, ridiculous. That's what I'm hoping for.
Just a really silly rule.
Yeah. Like, one flippers. Thing on top of it. Yeah, you have to wear a mask in the water. Something like that.
Absolutely. Won't you drown? You have, like, a mask underwater?
You can't breathe underwater anyway. Why would the mask matter?
If you went by Owl Creek's pool in a bunch of people Diener's age were at the pool with, like, scream mask on, you'd be like, this is a swinger community.
This absolutely is.
The weirdest, though, yeah. Eyes Wide Shut sequel I've ever seen.
It's Eyes Wide Shut masks at the pool. I want to go back to Mitch. Wouldn't you drown if you had a mask on? You're underwater, Mitch. You drown anyway. You're not up for air.
I was breathing fine until they made me wear the mask underwater. No, that's not how it works.
And breathe underwater without the mask.
You know what's funny? You know what? I'll get to that. I'll save that for the other end. Play this lock sound for Ennis. Go ahead.
Here's the details. All right, should have led with this. During a team retreat at Lake Cumberland, some cheerleaders performed gymnastics routines that included hurling their teammates from a dock into the water while either topless or bottomless. The routines, known as basket tosses, were done at the direction of other members of the squad and within the view of at least some of the coaches. Dun, dun, dun. Coaches allowed cheerleading alumni to bring boats and alcohol to the retreat, where some cheerleaders were partially naked and or drinking while riding on boats. Coaches did not confiscate alcohol brought to the retreat by some squad members or intervene to stop students from consuming alcohol. Several squad members became so intoxicated they required medical treatment. And during a cheerleading camp in Tennessee, some cheerleaders were directed by other members of the squad to perform lewd chants and wear outfits that did not include underwear.
He nailed the dismount at us.
What was that weird dun dun dun? Why did he do that?
I don't know.
That is so odd. Like, he was so uncomfortable having ended the sentence with bottomless that he had to throw the sound on there.
Oh,
kind of break it up a little bit.
So awkward.
Oh, Lord heavens, the things that these universities do. Oh, there are some items. Let's take a break. We'll wrap up the show. It's the take. It's the drive hanging out with you until 6 o'clock on ESPN 680. Alrighty, I'm sure this weekend you had to pop on the AC. If that is the case and you had any issues, you know who to call. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, bjheatcool.com, 812-283-7221, 812-283-7221. They're here to help you. Been around since 1984, whether it be your home, your business, they can help you. Maintenance service, on-call 24/7, 365. Free replacements on free estimates, I should say, on replacement units. Just normal yearly upkeep, if you will. They can help you. BJ Heating and Cooling, they're working for you right now. Give Barry and his team a call at 812-283-7221. Also, we have like a room upstairs for us. BJ Heating and Cooling right now. They're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. After teaming up with Bryant Douglas Equipment, get one of the Bryant mini splits. They're quiet, they're efficient, and they avoid the installation of bulky ductwork. And it can make those uncomfortable rooms enjoyable again. It's going to get hot out. If you have a room you just cannot be in, this is the way to go with the Bryant mini splits. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, bjheatcool.com, 812-283-7221.
Keep it locked on the take with Andy Sweeney.
I went downtown today to get fingerprinted because you got to get fingerprints, background check, all that stuff.
I see whatever they put on your fingerprints.
Got fingerprinted.
And Mark Ennis.
And she gets to the, like, your height, way to tell her, I don't care, you know, and everything. And then hair color. She hits a little drop down, and she just picks bald.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back at it here on this Monday. Andy Swinney, Mark Ennis, James Drebel hanging out with you. Reminder, coming at you from the Papa John Studios, use the promo code RadioXL for a two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Go to PapaJohns.com or the Papa John's app. I was nearly choking there. You know why? I've ate, like in the last 5 minutes, an entire bag of gummy bears.
Yes.
I mean, I love gummy bears. Do I just crush gummy bears?
Is this code for something that's illegal in this state but legal somewhere else?
No, that's exactly okay. What it is. The Haribo Gold Bears.
Okay. Those are the best
ones. I mean, literally, I almost ate the entire damn thing during the commercial break, which is not good to come back and do a read about Papa John's. It's not easy to do. 437-9680. Do you want to bring it up, or do you want me to bring it up that my guy Rick Bozich is taking a beating right now on social media?
Yeah,
Bozich is taking a beating. Did he start it? I'm not exactly sure. I'm about 3/4 done with the article here. But Bozich wrote about, and he'll be on Thursday in the 5 o'clock hour, the UK cheerleading scandal, a perfect time to reassess the emphasis on cheerleaders and, excuse me, dance teams. So, Ennis, do you want to take it away?
What the hell? there's a thriving local business that puts these competitions on. It is an enormous thing. First of all, where is the emphasis on these? Where? I never heard of any of these people before they got fired.
To me, I would. Well, his issue has always been, when I go to the basketball game, I want to just see the game. That I don't need the dance team. That I don't need the Lady Birds, whatever the Kentucky dance team is, Kentucky cheerleading team, whatever it may be. And it is, and I have told him this on the air, that it is an old man, old grizzled journalist take, but he is very much all in. Now, what I would say that I kind of agree with him here reading this is, do you need four coaches?
That's a great, like, four coaches, holy cow, and like an advisor, like a legal advisor or whatever too. Like,
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, so there's a lot that goes into it, but I would imagine, just like anything else, that is protocol at a big time program, whether it be Kentucky or Louisville, that wants to, you know, be good at whatever it is, whether it be, you know, basketball, football, cheerleading, rowing, whatever it may be, that there's a certain line. Well, you always have this many coaches and whatever it is. I would imagine that would be it, but it has been today a bunch of sports radio buffoons talking about the UK cheerleading team, something, you know, I feel totally unqualified to talk about.
Yeah, he took a run at the Ladybirds, Mark, here on this show.
Oh, yeah, he did, man.
I mean,
he's like, I don't need them.
He's like, I don't understand the Ladybirds at all.
Speak for yourself.
I don't want to watch them. I don't want them to be there.
I would say he is, if judging by the number of gross men that get their phones out at the Yum Center, he is in the minority in that opinion.
Yes. Well, they're very talented.
Exactly.
Dude, listen to this. Listen to this haymaker of a line. They believe fans show up to watch them, not quarterbacks, point guards, halfbacks, or power forwards. They're overexposed and underdressed. They exist to entertain and to titillate. They sell sports and sex appeal. Look at my guy, Bozich.
Oh, boy.
You know what, though? Like, the second half of that is right, and who cares? The first, none of them think you're there to watch them. That is a caricature and a ridiculous one. Oh, man.
I agree with you, Mark. They understand that what they're there for is to provide halftime entertainment. They know that, you know, regular Joe Schmo isn't putting the kids in the van. Let's go see the Ladybirds.
No one's buying season tickets to the Ladybirds. Right.
But they're part of the experience. I mean, they're part of the experience of what's going on. I tell you, I enjoy their antics.
Oh, goodness, really? Boy, you just flamed out.
That's
there.
That's the lockiest you've ever sounded right
yeah,
there.
You just yeah. flamed out. Their antics.
Yeah, they're talented. They're talented young ladies and men.
Men. There are men, too.
There are men.
By the way, they have their own competitions wherein they know that they are the ones there, the people are there to watch them. What a weird
Ennis, let's focus
baseball
on him.
Person take.
Ennis, let's focus on him sinking. You sunk.
Yeah.
To the bottom of the ocean there.
That's true.
No, that's a third or fourth time today. Yeah, that's the third or fourth time today you've stumbled around trying to land the plane.
Well,
here.
I get wrapped up sometimes in what I'm saying, then I realize that it's kind of absurd, some of the things I say, and at the end of it, I'm kind of horrified, and I'm like, oh gosh, how do I land this without sounding like a weirdo?
You're Michael Scott. You start talking a sentence, and you don't know where it is, and then exactly. It just crashes and burns.
At the end of it, I just say something very lame and vanilla to kind of just end it and just be, I'm done. I'm ready to move on. That's the sign.
People are taking runs at Bozich. Bozich, no! They're taking runs at you. Bozich hates everything except for two-star recruits who are going to take 4 years to develop.
And the White Sox. Don't forget the White Sox.
So I wonder what he's getting more pushback for, this or his grilling, because people get mad at his grilling, too.
I've never seen
his grilling's got better. It's still bad, but it's got better.
No, because now he's like the icon for bland white food. Like, when anybody tweets anything that's like, wow, there's no seasoning on that, looks like a Little Tykes food, you know? they're like, oh, that's Rick Bozich's. Like, that's what he is now.
Little Tykes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, I do. You're exactly right. If I put barbecue on anything, my kid's like, oh, God, what is this? Too hot. I'm not going to be able to eat it. And I'm like, no, it makes it taste better and enhances the flavor. They all want bland food.
Yeah,
they want everything plain.
All the way white kids too. They're like, this is spicy. Like, that's salt.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
I know.
In the same boat you're in, man. You can't put anything but ketchup on it.
No, nope.
Really,
that's
you're ketchup
it.
Only in the Strebel household.
Yeah, I'll no barbecue sauce, no seasoning salt, no garlic powder, nothing. Just ketchup, plain food and ketchup. That's all they want. It's atrocious. So I had to make meal for my wife and I, and then make like a separate on the grill, a space for the kids where I don't touch it with any seasoning or barbecue sauce or a rub or anything like that.
Yeah, this weekend, one of my children complained that the green beans were too spicy.
Oh, goodness.
Did you put like one little shake of pepper on it?
Yeah, I mean, just normal that I would do for quite literally anybody.
Yeah.
Mitch, there's a number of things I still want to get to over the next 25 minutes. We do have some sound to play for. Ennis, you walked into, there's not a lot going on today. If you have something serious that you want to bring to the forefront, knock yourself out. We did mention DeAndre Williams, put Cal on blast and said, I felt that Penny had a good, I had a good relationship with Penny. I didn't have to go through a bunch of assistant coaches to get to the head coach, which is great. Just a little bit of a shot. We've talked about sports coming back. You have family in Florida. Yeah. I have family in New York, and both states are open for business. Texas as well, Arizona.
And we're pointing out today, Gavin Newsom, California today, they've been sort of like the most, I think, stringent, of New York, said today, sports without fans and with proper social distancing can start in June in California.
Yeah. So obviously the push here is going to be back in July at some point.
Well,
season and an NFL season.
And the other thing we're seeing with colleges is either moving up the start of the fall semester or announcing that you're basically going to skip a fall break and stop at Thanksgiving and do the end of the semester online to avoid flu season, basically, like a sort of a flare-up in the winter again. That's going to happen everywhere.
Yeah, I think that's the case. And so I think for me, there's a number of things. It's like, I've had some buddies go back to work, right? Like where you're there, everybody's there, there's no restrictions.
Yeah, Dina was back in the office today.
Well, look at that. Double D back in the office.
First time I've seen him in person since the ACC tournament.
How was he looking?
It's the same.
Yeah, but was he tan at all?
I said the same.
Okay, so yes, the answer is yes.
Amazingly, yeah, the same.
Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, but, the more people get back to work, right, and then you combine that with states opening, right, and the more that we go out, Southern Indiana was very busy, and we saw NASCAR, we're seeing golf, soccer, if you watch such a thing, that I think now the pressure is really getting ramped up, right? And the point that I made last week was, Mark, I just wonder when you look at like the swimming pool situation with Governor Beshear. I mean, pro sports are in. I no longer feel, maybe I'm crazy, but I no longer feel worried that the NFL's not going to play, right?
I agree. I totally agree.
I'm of some belief that we are going to have Major League Baseball of some kind, a much shortened season, a revamped rosters, revamped schedule, a shortened season, no doubt, but we are going to see Major League Baseball in July. NBA, I'm not so sure about, but I mean, yeah, if they can make it work. They're going to. But the more you see some of this, pro sports are in. And when it comes up to governors, right, making that decision, that's the only thing that would worry me, you know, with Louisville and Kentucky fans, is Governor Beshear has been slow to this. Not saying that's wrong, just saying it has been slow. And someone would add, it's been better, it's been more calculated. And we know that argument for sure. And then you look at just things like gambling. Like you can't even get, you know, DraftKings to work in Kentucky, right? And so, I don't know, you add all that together, that's what would make me nervous, Mark, is, you know, behind the scenes, it can't just be ADs. It just can't be, you know, Vince Tyre or Mitch Barnhart. It's got to be the people above them that are going to okay it for the presidents to make that. I think it's absolutely going to happen, but just seeing how slow Kentucky has been, it worries me more than if you lived in Indiana or Ohio or Florida, obviously, or Texas.
Well, and I think the important thing here is, like, we've seen in the reaction to the virus, like, one school or one kind of important person can really gum it up for everybody. The ACC tournament was going to get played with no fans until Duke was like, we ain't playing. And they basically forced Swofford to cancel the whole tournament because they called and were like, look, I don't care if you play that Florida State-Clemson game. We're not playing in the next one. And so they didn't. And Matt Jones over the weekend reported, like, the SEC got together. We want to approve everybody equally to have guys back on campus starting June 1st. And Tennessee was like, we're not really sure about that. So they didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And so it really only takes one unsure person to really stop this from happening. So I don't think that that's crazy. Beshear's been conservative about this. He's been very he's slow. Like you said, he's been cautious. But I think in the end, I can't imagine he'd be willing basically to put the two universities in Louisville and Kentucky in particular in a position where they can't do this and sink both athletic departments, because it would.
437-9680. The only other thing I was going to add was, you know, you take a look at the Pac-12, and I think Locke talked about this today, that the Pac-12, they're in the situation that if the NCAA is not going to push through, and one reason they have not done so on the one-time transfer is partially, and they can use this. I was reading an article, maybe a Saturday Down South. The argument they could use, and it might be a good one, is, well, you can't do it this year in case, like, the Pac-12 doesn't play. And then, you know, all of USC's good players or Utah, they'd be thinking, well, I'm not going to play. I'm going to use my one-time transfer and go to LSU, right?
Right.
I mean, I think a Louisville or Kentucky, obviously, would benefit from stuff like that as well. All right, before we take a break, and Strebel thought he was going to get away with this, do you have a graduation speech?
Yeah.
That you're ready to do?
Let's go.
With the music and everything?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, well, we'll do it after the break. Before the break, Mitch, let's clean up some of this sound that we can play for Ennis. We have Locke swiping Cal. We have Locke swiping Strebel. And we have Rummage swiping Strebel and UK. So let's play them in that order, and we'll go to break after that. Go ahead.
I wrote it down. Hey, it's a James Strebel take that I agree with. What a wonderful world. Then James Strebel goes on a sea of blue and talks about Kentucky not getting DeAndre Williams. And he says this: DeAndre Williams, had he gone to Kentucky, would have been eighth or ninth off the bench. My God, James, please. I enjoy you being that guy and just taking runs at Carleigh Jones and writing checks that you may not have the money to cash, because clearly Carleigh Jones is way better than pretty much every recruit UK has except for Clark in Boston. But that's fine. Do that thing. But DeAndre Williams, eighth or ninth off the bench. DeAndre Williams, with his numbers and what he did at Evansville, you think is a better player than Keon Brooks? Come on. Now, you lost the guy, or maybe you didn't. Maybe you chose to lose him. But eighth or ninth off the bench. DeAndre Williams goes to Kentucky, and if he were eligible, he'd be the starter day one at the four. And you know it, and I know it, and you sound like a dope when you say you don't. I love you, James. You were right for 2 days, and then you blew it all with this eighth or ninth off the bench. My God.
I'm sorry.
I agree with Locke on that.
That's fine.
You get so honky on a sea of blue.
It's, again, you have who's he playing over? I'm serious about that. I mean, who's
Lance
he?
Lance Ware.
Well, then why would you want him?
I didn't.
Now, he didn't want him.
I've been consistent on it.
Yeah, like, he didn't want him.
I didn't want anything. As like, he played for Evansville, and yes, I know Evansville Louisville beat Kentucky. But at the same time, I am just not sold on mid-major grand transfers. They're acting like DeAndre Williams was this,
Chris Bosh.
Yes, coming in and just going to tear things. I'm like, we don't know that. He had great numbers against some bum competition. That doesn't mean he's going to come and translate just boom like that. So
yeah,
I didn't think
the
it
SEC,
mattered.
It would translate.
Let's have Locke swiping Cal. Let's go.
Texter says, we would never know if a UK basketball player had to go to the hospital to have his stomach pumped because Cal in UK would pay everyone off not to talk. Texter says Cal wouldn't be gone because he, quote, wouldn't know anything about it. Texter says Calipari had a player pass out in the middle of the street and nothing happened. Derek Willis.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, yeah. Where to cut those up. Last one, Rummage. I've not heard this. He swiped Strieble today. Go ahead and play it.
Okay, now I'm going to try to do this. Well, I'll just throw shade with the two. I don't really care. Yeah, whatever. I don't like Kentucky. So, but I mean, you go back. Look at Kentucky. Now, the reason I'm using Kentucky is because, I mean, I could do it with Louisville. How many kids has Louisville really got from out in the state? I mean, you know, I mean, you may have one or so every year, I mean, that are from here that were, I know Cole Bentley. Cole Bentley's one that's from that. I mean, but how many times have you had guys from out in the state, outside of the city of Louisville, that were big time players? This is why, when I get guys from those areas, you may look at me and go, "Ah, yeah, but I just got a 4-star from wherever in the state," and I'm like, "Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I like this 3-star we got from Boca Raton, you know," and you're like, "Yeah, oh, well, yeah, but I mean, this guy's like one of the top players. Yeah, offers from all kinds of places." Okay, well, I mean, when's the last guy that you've got from out in the state that was big time?
What's he saying? Come on, Rummage.
I don't know what he's talking about. Is he making fun of?
Sorry, me and my gummy bears.
Dekel Crowdis, is that what he's saying? Dekel Crowdis sucks because he's from out in the state. Even though there's plenty of evidence of players from out in the state that end up being pretty damn good. I mean, Sean Alexander, Damian Harris, Tim Kaus is pretty damn good. He was from out in the state.
One of them went to Kentucky.
No, I'm just saying. I think he's saying like players in general. Like he doesn't care about getting those guys.
Jedrick Wills is pretty good.
Jedrick Wills pretty good. Yeah. I mean, I don't get what he's trying to say. I'm just okay, Steve.
You're mad. You're getting mad at Rummage right now.
I'm not getting mad at Rummage.
You're getting mad at Rummage.
I think it's a really stupid argument.
It was a pretty good Strieble impersonation, I thought.
It was pretty good.
I disagree.
Big Easy has chimed in a graduation speech as we get out of here on this Monday on the Take on the Drive on ESPN 680.
Time now for the Take with Andy Sweeney.
Ethan there? I want to say hello to him before you start giving Ethan takes, Taylor. Jack.
And Mark Ennis.
What's up, viewers?
Viewers?
This kid delivers, man. he delivers every time.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Should remind everybody, coming up at 6 o'clock here on 680-1057, a little bonus hour coming your way, coming up at 6 o'clock over on 93.9 The Ville. Last call with Drew Diener and Jason Nemus will be coming your way right after Governor Beshear. Should also remind you tonight at 8 o'clock, Super Bowl 43, Steelers-Cardinals. Catch it right here, that replay via Westwood One right here on 680-1057. It's all presented by Bosch Lawn Care, BJ Heating and Cooling, and OPC Pest Services. Quickly, Mark Ennis is back at the Papa John Studios. Mark, we're just wasting Mark's time at this point.
Yep.
We're going to get to this graduation. We're going to see if Strieble rises to the occasion here in the 5 o'clock hour, which is, we haven't done it. We haven't accomplished a damn thing in this hour.
It's been a fun show.
It has been a fun show.
But you know what? You haven't neglected anything either. That's the point.
There you go.
No, you're exactly right. No important topic is going left untouched here by any of this.
By the way, speaking of, did you tweeted out that your kids believe that they're cats now and you're having to meow everything? Can we have an example?
Well, there's just like a one afternoon. No, you will not get me to meow under the microphone under any circumstances. Like,
oh, come on. Give me a nope, breakdown of Satterfield's recruiting as a cat.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But it is annoying.
Break it down,
I promise you
Cunningham
that. Basically, like every night now after 7 or so, the two youngest ones in particular decide they're cats, and I have to either actually meow or make it sound like some sort of meow for them.
How's the
anything I say?
How's the lizard doing?
The bearded dragon.
Sorry. Is
wonderful.
Like,
it's very cool, actually. If that thing is like vicious too, because you put the little worms in there that are alive, and he like attacks. It's very fun.
Meow, meow, meow. Centerfield, meow. Curly Jones.
How did you miss an opportunity to say Catterfield?
Catterfield. Two things, just to clean up something on the on the Kentucky recruiting. We talked a lot about it. You've taken some hits over things. A lot gets on you. I mean, like, you're not considering Cal's recruiting a disaster.
Me?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. I don't. Disaster is a very strong.
It is
word,
a strong
the number
word.
One class in yeah. the country.
It's crazy though.
Two top 10 five star. The only Kentucky's the only program to have two guys in the top 10 committed. Not Duke, not Kansas, not North Carolina, not any other school. Kentucky, they're the one, right? So, disaster, what in the hell is that word being used with Kentucky's recruiting?
It's ridiculous.
Is absolutely ridiculous.
If that class is a disaster, then whoa on everybody else.
Right? I agreed, yeah.
The reason I bring it up is, and I hate to do this to Strebel, the reason I bring it up is always, well, I shouldn't say always, usually not listening to the station, but Big Easy has chimed in.
Of course.
And he goes, here he is, he's texting in, bleeping masterpiece, April 22nd. From one James Strebel on Twitter, this Matt Harms bleep is super embarrassing for Calipari, for UK, for in-the-know analysts. A disaster if he doesn't pick Kentucky, unless Calipari gets Paolo Banchero to reclassify. This is a disaster.
Yes, having Matt Harms say no to your program at the time was a disaster. The whole class, no, that has nothing to do with the recruiting class. That has to do with a grad transfer. But the class is fine. His recruiting's fine. It was one guy that, yeah, it was a disaster when Matt Harms.
It was one recruit.
Yes, when Matt Harms, when you have a guy choose BYU over Kentucky, when those are the only two options that he seemingly has, yes, that's a disaster. But then what did Cal do? He went and got Olivier Saar. All is well in the world.
Who's not going to be eligible.
Yeah, he might not playing. Play.
Oh, according to Matt Moorlander. Get out of here, Matt.
Yeah. He doesn't think he's going to play. Andy thinks it will be a stretch if John Calipari, which we'll get into tomorrow, if John Calipari is going to be there to 2026.
He did.
How about that? How about that? That's a haymaker. You're getting nervous over there.
I'm not nervous. There's nothing.
I'm a little bit nervous.
I'm doing great. The sun's out now. I'm doing fantastic.
What are you guys getting into? Ennis, what are you doing? Walk with the kids? I don't know. Is that it? I don't know what Ennis does every night. He no, drinks wine.
I
don't,
what options do I have? Everything is closed. Yes, pretty much.
Yeah. What are you doing tonight, Strebel?
Well,
does your wife work tonight?
No, she's off.
No, we're getting. Oh, okay. So you're not going to get liquored up and tell her you're well, like, stained
I could,
or something?
I have a lot of beers that I'm going to be sorting through, so we'll see if I drink any of them
tonight.
The
music takes will be flying.
Yeah, he went deep into the night on Saturday, right?
Saturday night I went
Saturday,
deep into the night. Yes.
Really?
Yes, about 1 a.m.
Was that alone or was your wife off that night as
1
well?
Yeah. Some of the neighbors came and we did a little social distance
nice.
Thing in
but
the,
is
in
there
the
anything
street.
Funny, by the way, in all of this? They're like, just me and my friends practicing social distancing, and no one is ever practicing social distancing. You're all just standing right there together.
We really
never
we have chairs.
Actually are.
We have chairs and they're all spaced out. And we stay in our chairs. We're very strict.
What's the guy's name who likes Locke?
Eugene.
Eugene.
Yeah. He was not with us, no.
Did you guys see, speaking of the social distancing, that I think it was the Korean baseball team that apologized for the fake fans in the stands that had sex dolls in the stands?
Yeah, why did they apologize? I don't understand why they needed to apologize.
I don't either.
It's
They had clothes on them. Not that it matters. It's a doll.
Yeah,
it's
not like people were using them.
Yeah.
I don't know what they apologized for either.
people are using them.
Yeah. All right, so can you take us to the end of the show here? Let's say goodbye to Mark Ennis. Can you take us at least a minute here or
yeah,
so?
A, minute. Yeah.
A couple minutes or
I,
so?
I can
what,
do it.
What do you think you can do? You
can,
good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, because all these politicians have been doing their commencement speeches. Let's go live to James Strebel.
To the class of 2020, yes, you were deprived of walking down the aisle to pomp and circumstance. You were deprived of a lot of your senior year activities. You were deprived of many of your awards and your last days with your teachers, friends, coaches, and administrators. But look on the bright side. During this pandemic shutdown, there are a lot of things positive that happened to you. The Tiger King documentary, a 10-part series on Michael Jordan and his Bulls. TikTok overload. Memes out the wazoo. You're also introduced to the wonders of hospital face masks. These are all things that you could carry on to the next level as you may or may not get to have a freshman year in college. So to the class of 2020, you've learned endurance, perseverance, and stick-to-itiveness. And you've not been able...
He's fizzling.
No, I'm not.
He's fizzling.
And you've not been able to hear good commencement speeches. You've had to listen to guys like Still. John Legend, Coach K, and me tell you good luck, God bless, and for whatever you do, stay 6 feet apart. Congratulations, the class of 2020. Your future is bright, or maybe not. Thank you.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.